Hot Row Mayor Patrick Taylor is in studio, and we're recording this on a Thursday. He's been doing some running. We'll talk about that at the end of the program. Yeah, good morning. Ask the Mayor with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, someone came up to me, said, yeah, you talk to the Mayor every week, do you? Okay, what's the status of the Bank of America building and the new structure?
Let me just do a real quick recap. There's a private company that owns that property. They came to the town. They went through a review process with our planning department and the different committees, ending with an approval, a zoning change, and an approval by the town board. They had a very specific plan that had 7 apartments on the top level, 7 retail stores on the lower level, and it addressed the parking requirements. It was approved by the board. They can now proceed to build what was approved by the town board after we went through the review process. When is this going to get started? And my response is, that is a private business, a private company. And when they decide they want to build it, they can proceed. They could also sell the property to another company. They could build it as approved, too. I don't know what will be the final outcome. That's a business decision now. But the town gave approval for a specific design that addresses all the space requirements, the landscaping, an impervious surface ratio, and park. That's where we are on that project.
Okay, you brought your Highlands newspaper in there, front page. And the fire department, they're in their new building.
They're in their new building.
Sweet.
There are a few items that are still in the old building. Basically, their operations have now been relocated to the new fire department.
And you also brought up the zoning board issued a special permit to operate a tourist home renting out a room.
I want people to understand the zoning board is an independent body for making decisions on these special use to permits and zoning issues. The town board, the mayor, we're not in the loop on that. It's the zoning board of adjustment that looks at the request, matches up the zoning requirements, and if everything has been met, then they make a finding of fact and make a decision. In this case, someone came and wanted to be able to rent a portion of their house or a room on a short-term basis, by the weekend or whatever. They made their presentation. The Zoning Board of Adjustment did a review and decided that special use permit could be issued. Okay. So that was approved. That person can now operate as a tourist home where they can rent out a room on a short-term basis. And let me explain to you what the difference is between long-term and short-term.
This is an education.
Yes, it's 30 days. If it's 30 days or less, that's considered short-term. If it is long-term, it is more than 30 days.
Since we brought up short-term rentals,
Yes.
Okay, what are the questions about the enforcement?
What about enforcing what you have passed as of September the 15th? And at that time, the board made a ordinance change saying that if you have been renting short-term before September 15th, at the present time, you can continue to do so, provided you can demonstrate that you have, in fact, been doing a short-term rental operation. If you decide that you're going to do that in R1 and R2 after September 15th, it is not permitted. It's clearly not legal according to our zoning requirements. If someone is doing this, well, you can call Town Hall 526-2118, ask to speak to Michael Mathis, our planning and zoning director, and like any zoning violation, we'll look into it. That applies to any kind of zoning violation. If you think that someone is committing a violation, let us know, and then we will take appropriate actions to investigate and see if that is in fact the case.
How about building permits if somebody's going to try to add on? Still trying to sneak in there and
exactly
not get one?
Steve, there are sometimes people that decide that they're going to put up a deck or a room extension at their house. They decide they won't go through the permitting process. If we discover that, we will give them a stop work order. And here's what you have to do if you're going to add on to your house, build a deck, renovate, remodel the whole thing, whatever. You first have to go again to Town Hall, talk to Michael Mathis, our zoning director. He will ask you to fill out a form, pay a fee, and you will be issued a town permit to proceed. Then you have to take that permit that you've obtained from the town, and you have to go down to Macon County, their building department, and get a construction permit. They will want to see the permit you have from the town, and then you will provide the drawings or whatever to go forward with getting a permit. If you go through a contractor, a licensed contractor in North Carolina, the benefit of that is the contractor can do all of that for you as your agent. For contractors, this is just standard. They do this on a routine basis. What that does, it ensures that the construction that is done on your property is done to North Carolina building codes and done properly.
You brought in the Highlands newspaper on page 16 of the issue, January 19th, there are the appraisal property values, and we have brought in a bunch of money, and that means, wow, you know, Highlands should be respected for what we bring in.
And you know, Steve, in previous shows I said it's coming.
Here
the
it
big
is.
Reval is on its way. Well, the reval has landed at the Macon County Board of Commissioners. Ms. Braswell, the head of that reval process, has put out the information. You can anticipate a notification in the mail very soon about how your property has been reevaluated.
I'd be happy.
And as the paper says, there is an overall increase in the reval across the county, and like in Highlands, it's, I think, 57%. That doesn't mean all properties will be revalued at that level, but that's just overall the average. It was an interesting chart where they showed taxable totals by township.
Here we go.
The total taxable property values in Macon County was $12.6 billion. That's a lot of real estate.
Cha-ching.
Yes, the property and the buildings on it, businesses, residences, and so forth. The city of Highlands, the total property valuation is $2.957 billion.
With a B. Yeah.
And that is based on 3,015 pieces of property. Then you go to the Highlands Township. That is the surrounding area around Highlands. That is 4,079 pieces of property that were evaluated, and it came in at $2.893 billion. I was a poor math student in school, and I tend to round things off. But if you add those two numbers up, it almost hits $6 billion. The total property value for the whole county is around $12.6 billion. On the Highlands Plateau, the township, and the city itself, we almost constitute half of that $12.6 billion.
Amazing piece of property up here on the plateau.
Yes, just always like to give a friendly reminder to my friends at the Macon County Courthouse. Remember, we have a lot of people contributing to the tax base of Macon County on the Highlands Plateau, and I hope that our needs are not overlooked. Am I being diplomatic?
Very well done. You've always been that
yes.
way.
One of the great mayors from Highlands, John Cleveland, used to be more blunt about it. But the truth is, we supply a lot of the tax dollars that the people in the county at the courthouse and the commissioners use to make decisions about how to fund Macon County government, sheriff's department, and the Board of Education and the school.
Now, March 9th, the board's going to meet for the town retreat. Does that mean that the town budget is going to increase?
Well, that's a good segue, Steve, because if we do not do a revenue-neutral budget and use that formula that the state provides, then we would have a huge surplus in tax dollars coming in because of the increase in the property values. But it is revenue-neutral. We will apply that formula to where we go back to only collect the necessary tax to fund the town at the level we are doing it now. So it's an adjustment, and what that means is the millage rate or the valuation per $100, the millage rate will go down to balance out to where we're not getting a windfall of tax money from this. That will be the challenge that we will go through this coming budget planning cycle. I'm always trying to keep my finger on the millage rate, and it always shifts. At one time it was 16.5. Now it's headed toward 13 because as the property values go up, we have to adjust that rate to make a revenue neutral budget.
Doing these shows all these years, it's a continuing education for me, so I thank you for that.
I'm learning also.
Town board meeting Thursday tonight. We're recording this on a Thursday, and we'll cover the agenda, which is a large one, next week. And you're coming in today because you're going to do another run.
Yes, I'm going to go do a race in Richmond, Virginia on Saturday, but I'll be back on Sunday. And then we'll record and give an update on what happened at the town board meeting. We had some interesting items on the agenda. We'll be looking at the radio tower leases again.
Good.
The ABC board is coming back with a very definitive presentation. We'll be looking at the plans for electric charging vehicle stations in the downtown area and some other things that we will be covering. We'll give you an update on them.
Okay, we'll find out how you ran with this cross country. Is it a sanctioned race?
Oh, yes. It's a cross country 5-mile race that is sponsored by the United States Track and Field Association this year, and you'll be hearing me saying I'll be out of town on weekends from time to time. I'm doing what we call a Grand Prix circuit where I can be ranked in my age group at the end of the year. So I'm enjoying doing this from time to time. And, you know, it gives me a chance to kind of train by running down the beautiful streets and neighborhoods of Highland.
And quoting Forrest Gump, the mayor runs like the wind blows.
There you go.
Okay. See you next week.